welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I greet you in that wonderful name, which is above every name, the name of the Lord Jesus. And I am so grateful and thankful that you are able to spend these next few minutes with me as we go into a subject that I pray with all of my heart will have practical application for your life. But before we begin, as usual, I like to spend some time in prayer, but this morning I just would like to share my personal devotions, and at that point I wasn't certain how the Lord would be ministering or what subject He would have me share on the broadcast that I'd be making for this week. But I just felt there may be more than one dealing right now with a tremendous amount of frustration. And while He didn't give specifics as to the source of the frustration, let me just share, I felt and could experience the level and the annoyance and the irritation and the upset in your spirit as you have been dealing with this ongoing problem. And it is my desire not only to preach the truth of God's Word, not only to share spiritual principles and truths, but to allow the Holy Spirit to minister through the vehicle of this broadcast and to give you understanding and also spiritual deliverance from whatever work of the enemy may be coming against you. It is God's heart for you to be set free. It is the heart of the Lord that you can experience the beauty and the richness of His tremendous promises that He has given in the Word, as it is described, exceeding great and precious promises. He does not want you burdened down. He does not want you upset. And while only He knows the answers and the resolutions of these sometimes incredibly complex frustrations that we go through, the important thing is that you learn how to deal with the situations and the problems and with this spiritual turmoil the enemy is trying to keep you embroiled in. The minute you just are not involved in some particular activity, your mind goes right back to the problem, and only the Lord has the answer. So let's pray. Father, you see this individual, or maybe there are others who are dealing with tremendous frustration, Lord, in areas that they don't have control over. They don't have the ability or the wherewithal to change, and they are being buffeted by these circumstances. And Lord, frustration is a normal response when things are not going the way we desire or hope them to go. But Father, we thank you that you said in your word to cast all of our cares upon you. And so, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, everyone who is dealing with this turmoil in their spirit, in their soul, Father, in the name of Jesus, I command frustration to go in the name of Jesus. I command the turmoil, the distress, the anxiety, the worry, the concern to go in the name of Jesus. And Father, right now, I lose the peace of God. I lose the rest of God. And Lord, most importantly, faith to know that this situation right now, beloved, commit that care, commit those frustrations into the Lord's hands. And Father, I thank you concerning the works of my hands, command ye me. Lord, we command the working of the Spirit of God in this situation. You will make a way. You're going to bring resolution. You will bring victory, Father, in the name of Jesus, according to your perfect plan, according to your perfect will. And Lord, your beloved shall be able to rejoice. Right now, beloved, release that. Release those concerns, those frustrations to the Lord. he will deliver you. Hallelujah. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord deliver them out of them all. I thank you for it in Jesus' name. And now, Lord, as we go into the Word of God, Lord, I pray that you will anoint our hearts, our minds, that we can see from a heavenly perspective the things that would bring us down, the things the enemy would bring, the spiritual attacks, spiritual warfare against us to keep us going round and round in circles. Even you spoke to the children of Israel, you said, you've been past this mountain long enough. It's time for us to move on. And so, Father, that's my heart's cry, my prayer, and Lord, that's the desire of your beloved. They want to move on in you. They want to be free and move into your plans, your purposes from this point where they are right now. And so, Father, I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, having shared that, as I began to prepare for the broadcast and seek his direction for what he would have me to share, the subject is coping with stress. And you know, not very long ago, as I was listening to the news, and unlike some, I do feel as a Christian, I listen to the mainline news. That's not all. I listen to alternative news sources, but I want to hear what is going out in the most convenient major news channels. Why? To be able to know how to pray. If we choose to just shield ourselves from what is being given to the public, then we are losing an opportunity to be effectual and fervent in our prayers in terms of intercession for our nation, for the world, for the body of Christ. And so, one of the things I heard, which it just made me shake my head, but it's a very real concern about the fact that young people are coping with stress on a level they've never had to before. We're talking about stress in high school, stress at the college level. And of course, in my day, when I grew up, I mean, there wasn't such a thing. The world has changed a great deal, though, in 50 years. And these are very real problems, not only our young people, but the average person, the average man and woman on the street are experiencing levels of stress that they never have before. That's why we have a problem with addictions to the level that we are, the opioid crisis. And from what I understand, suicide is the major cause of death among teens. So stress is a very serious and very real issue in 21st century life. But if you are a Christian, and if you're not, I pray that you will learn about the great love that our God has for you, that he is, even had you listened to this broadcast, it wasn't by accident. There's divine coincidence. And God, just as he did in my life so many years ago and in the lives of so many who are listening, he loves you and he wants to reveal himself to you. So if you have not taken that step, if you're just searching, you don't have answers, and you're really desperate, just come to God one-on-one and say, hey, the prayer I prayed, I said, God, if you're real, make yourself real to me. And he will do that. And then it's a matter of acknowledging that you're not good in yourself, that you haven't been able to solve your problems, but that Jesus has made a way. God so loved the world that he gave Jesus. Mankind has sinned, our first parents, and it's part of our very nature. Why does God allow evil in the world? Well, no, our first parents allowed it. Because of rebellion, God told them, if you would eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you shall surely die. And that is what happened, not immediately for them, but we have experienced death or separation from God. So it's a matter of turning your heart toward God, repenting, acknowledging your situation, and receiving his forgiveness and love so that you can become a brand new creature in Jesus Christ. But for Christians who know the Word of God, and many of us, we're all at different levels, some young in the Lord, hardly knowing the Word of God, as was my case when I came to God in 1973, not knowing the Word, not knowing his promises. And so it's vital that we learn how to live a Christian life, walking in victory, walking in the peace that God has ordained for us. All right, so I'm laying a foundation. I'm going to be dealing with some definitions, technical terms, but let's find out. I said we're going to deal with coping with stress. What does it mean to cope? I love definitions if you've listened any length of time. And it means to cope or coping. It means to strike or to fight. It means to maintain a contest or combat, usually on even terms or with success. And a second variation of that meaning is to deal with, this is what we can relate to deal with and attempt to overcome problems and difficulties. And what is stress? Well, we understand what that is. We hardly need a definition. But by Webster, it is a constraining force or influence, a physical, chemical, or emotional factor that causes bodily or mental tension and may be a factor in disease causation. They have definitely been able to validate that. It's a state resulting from factors that tend to alter an existent equilibrium. It is strain. It is pressure. And stress can be, there's many different kinds of stress, physical, emotional, mental, but on the physical level, it can be, as put in a type, if you will, as deprivation. Physically, it can be psychological deprivation, perhaps parent deprivation for a child, a lack of caring or showing maternal or parental love to a child. It can be social deprivations or isolations, physical deprivation, including such conditions as hypoxia, deficiency of oxygen reaching the tissues of the body, loss of sleep, vitamin deficiency. There are many things that can cause physical stress. And I see my time is drawing to a close, and we are going to cover the other areas as we begin tomorrow's broadcast. As always, I invite you to write. If you are struggling with issues in your personal life, there is great power and efficacy in agreeing prayer. That's a scriptural principle. And so I invite you to write. The announcer is going to give our contact information. If you email, I invite you to share your mailing address so I can respond in a personal way. However, I will always confirm, and of course, I will always pray. I love you. I thank you for joining me. And just know that God loves you and that whatever you're facing right now, there is victory in Jesus. I love you. I thank you for joining me, and I thank you for your prayer support. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.